and Time to Talk Lifehouse Care Corps with Julie Sleister this morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Did the big give work out all right?
Yeah, it was wonderful. It's just amazing. You know, you start out the day early and you're like, oh gosh, we're at $1,200. It's going to be a long day.
Yeah, it's going to be
And then, you know, it bumps up and it bumps up and it's a little bit of that leaderboard. It's like, ooh, let us bump up above so-and-so and, oh, we're back down. It's just, it's a fun thing. And then you see everybody at the, you know, they celebrate a little bit in the evening down at the 505 Brewery.
Yep.
And it's just, it's a fun event and it's amazing how much money this community raises in one 24-hour period.
24 hours.
I mean, it was almost $500,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was $491,000 this year.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's so much money. It's impressive. It's
it
fun.
Is. It's so much. It is. It's
We're
a
super
great
thankful.
Deal. And that only helps with the different situations. And I know right now at the shelter, it seems like you have a lot more kids than usual, right?
Well, we do. We have at least 20 kids in shelter right now. It's fun to see, you know, for me, I don't have kids at home anymore. I like to see the kids and talk to them and all that kind of stuff. But it's, you know, we had a little girl. They've been in shelter for a while now, and she learned to walk. Just the other day, she took her first steps.
Nice.
Oh my
In
gosh.
The homeless shelter.
Wow.
So, you know, it's great that they have a safe place to stay, but geez, it's not the best situation we'd hope for a little girl who's learning to walk her whole life, getting started, is it's starting off in a homeless shelter. So hopefully we'll be able to get them into their own home before too long, and they can do those kinds of things in their own house.
Yeah, yeah. And it isn't, this is not a quick fix situation in many cases, is it?
No. We used to say it's 30 days is the average length of stay. Well, with many different factors, it's bumped up to closer to 45 days. But there are those rare occasions where somebody has a lot of situations where finding housing for that person is very difficult. We had a elderly gentleman in shelter for a long time, about 10 months.
Oh, man.
He'd been in many other shelters, has some dementia issues, PTSD issues. He'd been kicked out of other shelters. Our case managers reached out to so many resources, even got him as far as to a place. He had a bit of a meltdown, and they told him no, so we had to bring him back.
Oh, man.
Which was very disheartening.
Yeah,
but we finally, 10 months later, have him housed in a place that I think will be perfect for him. So, you know, you think about that. I was doing the math because I like math. And we say it's about $50 a day to have somebody stay in shelter. So for us to just shelter that veteran was approximately $17,500. Now, I know that's not a dollar-to-dollar thing, but when you do all the services and things like that, so it's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. But to be able to do that, wow.
Yeah, well, it was so frustrating and exhausting, you know, and disheartening sometimes. When he finally was placed, I think the people who worked so hard, they felt good about what they did.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I'll bet they really did feel good, man. And just to take somebody through all the different, through the days. Taking a person like that through the days, and it isn't just someone sitting, waiting, trying to find out their situation. You're actually taking them through some different programs, aren't you?
Yes. Typically, people are, you know, you're supposed to be out looking for a job during the day.
Right.
Come back, have lunch, and then go look for your job again. If you aren't job searching, then you should be in life skill classes as they're happening. Mm-hmm. If people are working at night, then you let them plan for their day so they sleep later. But then once they're up and moving, people have chores, those kinds of things. Now with this gentleman, he's a little bit older and he did not feel he needed any life skills classes and things like that. So, you know, you get those sometimes stubborn fellas that are difficult to work with. Keeping him occupied. There was a lot of other places that he went in town. He ran around with a little scooter and was able to go visit people. He's a very chatty fellow. So he found ways to entertain himself.
Good.
But most
Good.
People we have working towards, you know, housing stability and
we're just glad you're able to find a good situation for him. That's for sure.
Yeah. That's going to stick with me.
Very good.
Right now at the shelter, as far as needs go.
Oh, hygiene. We need hygiene items at both the emergency shelter and then down at Thriftology. We don't sell them at Thriftology. We give them out with vouchers. And those vouchers are used by not just CareCorp clients, but all of our partner agencies are able to give vouchers to the people they work with.
Right.
So the Bridge, Head Start, the Coalition, they write vouchers and those people come to us and we're able to give them hygiene items at no cost. But we run very low on them. And so, you know, we need them. And it's great to be able to offer that to people. So if you have stuff even half used that you decide you didn't like or whatever you're allergic to, bring them down. We can use them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Event coming up. It's going to be here before we know it, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes. Yes. So, you know, there's been so much for CareCorps Lifehouse. We did a capital campaign and then we have the big give and, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to ask you one more time, but we are going to ask you one more time.
Yeah.
Our event is June 6th and it is a silent disco. It's going to be a super amount of fun, very low key. Food trucks, appetizers through the decades. So there'll be meatballs and cheese balls. And we're going to do it at the pantry. So you can come down and see what that remodel looks like.
Yeah, that's a great idea to have it there so people can take a look. Because you don't get to see that often, do we?
No. If you're not accessing or coming through on a tour, you have every time somebody comes in, oh my gosh, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you now have the big freezers, too.
Yes. I know I like to walk people through them. It's kind of it's scary because you don't want to get stuck in there, but it's impossible to get stuck, so walk through the freezer.
Yeah. No, it's definitely doing some good things here. And I know you've been super busy with the food pantry.
Yes. The food insecurity needs continue to
be high. The
need
just keeps increasing, doesn't it?
It really does. It just, we're always surprised about, I think, Josh said there was 50 households that went through last Tuesday in a 4-hour period.
Man, oh man. How can people help?
Donations, time, treasures, talent. We'll take it all. We could use volunteers at the thrift store and at the shelter. If you come to our event, that's for $100, you're having entertainment, food, a few drinks, some fun, raffle tickets, silent auction. And that money goes to all of CareCorps Lifehouse. And those tickets are available on our website at lifehousene.org.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Julie Slyster, Lifehouse CareCorps this morning.